Under the empire of lies, as promised by God, we are living through one of the most profound times of epic deception. This country is in need of a revival. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We are living through one of the most profound cultural transformations that human history has ever seen. You know, on Tuesday was the 79th anniversary of the D-Day landings in World War II. A handful of those soldiers are still alive. Do you think that any of them can recognize the country that they fought for, many of them died for? Our World War II soldiers fought for Christian civilization. They fought for democracy. They fought for our constitutional rights. They've now lived long enough to see their own country basically declare war on Christianity and fall under the control of totalitarian oligarchs. They have seen the cross torn down and replaced with the abomination that we call a pride flag. They've seen Hollywood become a modern Sodom that promotes extreme sex and drug use and anti-white hatred. They've seen statues of American heroes like Thomas Jefferson torn down in the middle of the street. In short, our nation has fallen away from God. And bringing it back will mean bringing us back to God. Churches have always played a leading role in America's most important political movements. And if we're going to salvage this country, they will have to play a leading role again. Reverend Bill Cook is the founder of America's Black Robe Regiment, a national association of patriotic pastors trying to secure the blessings of American liberty for our descendants through involvement in local government, as we are commanded to do so by God. The Black Robe Regiment has chapters in 12 states and hopes to be in all 50 by next year. Very ambitious. How to do that? Well, we'll find out. To that end, Reverend Cook joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Of course. You know, it's worth mentioning that the American Revolution was purely a religious uprising against the crown. Famous secularists like Thomas Paine were adamant that the revolution was more akin to the Jacobin uprising France ended up seeing a few years later. So from where we sit, given the results of the American Revolution, it's hard to argue that Paine was wrong and that America was truly a Christian nation. So how will this version of the Black Robe Regiment differ from what we've seen in history? Will it be more overtly religious? Will we cave to bogus claims about the separation of church and state?
Well, you mentioned separation of church and state, the Johnson Amendment, and what we're challenging pastors to do is ignore the Johnson Amendment, not to submit to it, not to sign up for it. You know, we have theological institutions today that turn out graduates who are preparing for the ministry, and they may think that my first order of business is getting my 501c3 so that I can be nonprofit and get donations. But we're saying, you know, if that's what you're that's what your goal is to build donations. You know, you can have your donations, but you can't have your country. You can't have it both ways. And so we're saying to pastors, they need to preach the whole counsel of God. They need to preach election sermons. They need to demand and mandate that every single member of their flocks vote when there's an election. They need to, they have a role to play in the government. They have a curative role. That's the salt of the earth. The churches do, and the pastors to play in securing liberty. We are the salt of the earth. Salt is a curator. We are the curators of our society. And if we abandon the society, we wonder why our society is rotting today. And I believe it's because pastors have not really done their duty to stand up and preach the whole counsel of God and call their congregations into that process. It's the salt of the earth. We're the curators and the preservers of our society. We're the sole curators of our society. And what we do when we ignore what's happening in government, when we divorce ourselves from it, we say, Jesus is coming back. You know, I'm not going to do anything. You know, the world's going to go to hell. So I'm going to be with Jesus. What we essentially do is we surrender our society to the children of disobedience. And we know that children of disobedience, their behavior is controlled by a principle called the prince of the power of the air, who works in their lives. So when it's no wonder things are being wrecked and destroyed, because the children of disobedience have no concept of how to secure liberty. They don't even know what liberty is. They think it's being transgender or being able to be homosexual or to, you know, traffic in children. And so we're saying, no, that's not okay. That's wrong. And so the church has got to be the one that does it. We're the salt of the earth.
This country's been infiltrated on so many levels, and virtually every single bureaucracy that we see, every single federal government organization has been overtaken. Even our military has been overtaken. We've become a conquered country, essentially. Our military won't even perform its sole obligation to its country by defending and protecting its borders and protecting citizens of this country from a physical invasion, which is being perpetuated right now by this fake, installed, illegitimate government, which is now a corporate crime syndicate. Our churches also, too, have been infiltrated, because when I go and I sit in congregations at different churches, I see this lukewarm approach. We were just talking about this in the studio not long ago. This lukewarm approach by pastors that is, the loving thing to do is to wear a mask. Remember that during COVID. The loving thing to do is to get an injection to prevent other people from getting sick. What happened? How did we allow this?
Well, we started believing lies. You know, when you think, Stu, when you go back to the book of Genesis and you look at the story of creation and you look at the fall of Adam, you know, the whole process of introducing tyranny and the fall of man was a lie. And so what is happening to us today is we are, in our nation, through the media and through other channels, we are being flooded with deceit. And deceit is the modus operandi of tyranny. It's the principal method that tyranny uses to take over a society, to subjugate a people. And we're being subjugated by lies, and we're submitting to them. We're believing the lie that we had to wear a mask to survive. We're believing the lie that COVID was a death sentence. We're believing the lie that we need to obey government telling us to shut down. That's just absurd. The church doesn't need to shut down because someone in the government says it needs to shut down. It's absurd that in the 18th century, that never would have happened. During the American Revolution, pastors would have laughed at a government coming in and telling them they had to shut down, you know, and they did laugh, and they actually fought against that. So we need to resist tyranny. We have a sacred obligation to resist what is being done.
I'm aware of a Methodist church that has a female preacher who is a lesbian. This is just, I mean, I can't imagine something being more absurd. Who's leading these people? Why are we replacing the crucifix on churches with this rainbow-colored gay homosexual representation abomination flag? I mean, what is happening? I mean, we should be vehemently rejecting that. This is a sin.
Right. We're being made to believe that a woman who is a lesbian and calls herself a pastor is a pastor. She's not a pastor. She's not a shepherd in the sense of God's word. You know, the Bible lays out stipulations for people to be ministers that are pretty austere. And that she even has a following is if she has two people in her service or one on a Sunday morning, That's wrong. It's a crime.
And the whole congregation just goes along with it. And if you tell any member of the congregation, this is not right, this is a sin against God, they look at you like you're just a hateful being. And they tell me that. They tell me, how dare you judge? It's who is it for you to judge? Well, yes, I am judging the fruit of this woman.
Right. You're not really evil. You're not what they say you are. You're what God says you are. And God doesn't say that standing against evil, you know, the scripture says that the righteous contend with evil in the book of Proverbs. I'm paraphrasing, but the righteous man doesn't go along with evil. They resist it. And so you're showing more love than somebody who's saying we need to pull off these restraints and allow, you know, homosexuality to run rampant in our society. We're giving think about the next generation, our children. You know, what they're going to face because we're not standing up and fighting this nonsense, this evil. It's demonic.
Is our nation being judged right now? Is that what this is? Is this judgment from God?
You know, I think in many ways, I think it is. You know, God has said to Israel many times, if you turn away from me, I will turn away from you. And in fact, he says, I will send your enemies to destroy you. And we know in Israel's history, as they backslid, that happened. And America, you know, you know, I believe the same thing still holds today. When a nation turns its back on God, God lets its enemies triumph over it. So I think that we're actually being led by our enemies. Joe Biden is an enemy of America. So are his entire administration. The whole, like you said, there was fraud in the 2020 election. The election was stolen. And, you know, a dog could understand that our election was stolen. Doesn't even take a brain. You just look at what happened. It was so obvious that you know, I don't need to have recounts. I know it was stolen. The American people didn't put Joe Biden in the White House.
Member of President Trump's cabinet, Rick Grenell, is an open homosexual. You say anything about that, Trump people jump all over you and tell you that you're not trusting the plan. It's just absolute insane. This is idolatry, isn't it?
Right. And I've had people say to me, I've had people who are Christians that are friends of mine say, we need to really be open to some of the people that are conservative homosexuals that want to, you know, be involved in this battle.
Conservative homosexuals, that's an oxymoron. That doesn't even sound
no,
right.
No, you can't. You can't, because what it does is look at Sodom and Gomorrah, how God destroyed them by fire. Peter said that they are an example to nations that would live ungodly thereafter. So when we look at that, we can't wink at homosexuality, because God will destroy the nation that countenances those things. So I don't know why Donald Trump has that person in his cabinet. I don't understand. He may be a big supporter, but, you know, I would rather have someone that's righteous in my cabinet than somebody who's bringing the judgment of God on my administration because of his evil behavior.
A recent photo on Twitter with Rick Grenell and a bunch of other homosexuals holding up a Trump Pride rainbow colored flag. Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago shaking hands. The first hands that he shakes is that of a transgender freak show called Bruce Jenner, a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman called Caitlyn. I mean, this is all the leaders of our country, the people who hold the most sway over people, the top members of our bureaucracy, our illegitimate regime, the empire of lies. These are all flagrant, openly cross-dressing homosexuals. We have this, you know, this woman calling herself Rachel, which is really a mentally ill man called Dick. These people are the heads of our country. You look at Hollywood, right, as I mentioned before you came on. I mean, Hollywood is depicting homosexuality everywhere. Our churches, we have to stand against this. And we're happy to hear that America's Black Robe Regiment is doing that. All 50 states is a pretty tall task. Is there any way that anybody can help to support this? And where can people go to find more information?
Well, they can go to our website at ABRR. There's the initials of the organization, .us. And they can donate on our website. And what we're looking for, Stu, is we're looking to recruit 1,000 people, not to give away their livelihoods or their retirements, but simply to support us to the tune of $5 a month. If we can get 1,000 people to do that, to make that small donation once a month, it'll transform what we're able to do, and we'll be able to fulfill this mission. And I believe we're going to fulfill it. You know, I believe that one of the things we had pastors do is sign our Gideon. We had a Gideon's 300 pledge that says pastors sign it and they agree to preach the whole counsel of God. They agree to preach a minimum of one election sermon before every election. They agree to tell their flocks that they have to vote. It's not an option. You can't just stay home on election day because you're tired or because you don't like the candidates. You have to vote. You have a sacred obligation to vote. And, that we say things in the pledge that liberty is the church's sacred obligation. We have a sacred obligation to secure liberty, not just to our own generation, but to our posterity, the next generation. We have a sacred duty to do that. And if we don't do it, we are sinning against God. So those are the kinds of things. We've had about 200, 250 pastors across America sign that pledge, and we're looking to get more. They can get that on our website. And again, we just need people to donate. We don't need $1,000 a person. We just need a lot of people to donate $5 a month. And that will go an amazing distance to helping us accomplish this vision.
I think you'll have 1,000 people or more with $5 a month or more by the end of this broadcast. Amazing stuff that you're saying, and thank you for being proud to represent the truth of God and not being lukewarm. As we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, yeah, God blew up two whole cities over the kind of behavior that we are now propping up in this country. It's a disgrace. Reverend Bill Cook, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
Great honor. Thank you.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing. all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So a month ago on this program, we spoke to Sloan Rackmuth about the massive threat to our children emerging from the state of North Carolina. Sloan exposed and detailed how hospitals in her state, North Carolina, Duke Children's Hospital and ECU Health Children's, were both involved in transitioning children as young as toddlers to the opposite sex, with full-blown surgeries being provided to people who were still minors. Well, thanks to Sloan's work and the resulting backlash, the websites marketing these services have gone down, but the threat hasn't. It's still there. Sloan's organization, Education First Alliance, has a recent piece highlighting not just the continued existence of this program at ECU Health, but where it came from. According to Sloan's reporting, ECU's demonic Pride Clinic was begun via funding from private investors instead of grants from the government or nonprofits. Specifically, one of these outside investors was a wealthy gay activist called Jesse R. Peel. That's P-E-E-L. Peel was closely involved with the clinic's planning. He was a participant in meetings where the hospital planned to have doctors trained in the most radical child mutilation techniques. Education First Alliance's reporting has also dug up emails showing just how aggressive the plans for this clinic were. They were partnerships with local schools to try to recruit fresh meat for these lucrative transition procedures. And despite all of these findings, and despite North Carolina having a veto-proof Republican supermajority in that state, these clinics are not being shut down. The people who run them aren't getting arrested and having their medical licenses stripped. Conservatism, in a nutshell. Sloan Rackmuth joins us now for more on this. Sloan, I mean, that's disgusting that this is continuing, but we're here today to name names because, yes, your last appearance here sparked, you know, the deletion of these promotional materials. But that does not mean that this behavior has stopped. This is criminal. This is crimes against humanity. Doing this to children is criminal. We want you to name names. Who's responsible for this? Who's continuing to do this?
Well, we are going to name names today, and thank you for having me on the show. So as you said, they went into hiding, UNC, Duke, as well as ECU, and our Republicans, some of them were concerned, but many of them were like, okay, all's well that ends well. The program is hidden, and now we can go about our way, making up bills for sports betting, legalizing marijuana, and so forth and so on, Medicaid expansion to name to the list here. So what we have done here in North Carolina is given the country an up close and personal view, perhaps for the first time, on how an academic hospital works and how a clinic starts from the ground up. So we requested emails from ECU, and we had a lot of stonewalling there. So to the credit of some members of our General Assembly, they leaned in on them and made them turn over emails, about 4,000 of them. Here's what we found. As you said, a private donor came in and commandeered the Department of Pediatrics and the Department of Family Medicine for his own private, perverted fantasies of making all children eunuchs in all of Eastern North Carolina. So, Stu, ECU services 29 counties, might I add, 29 of the poorest counties in North Carolina. They've got a complete lock on the healthcare system out there. This means, because they turned and serviced this donor, children with autism, diabetes, and other issues were not served because a staff that's already low on staff completely diverted efforts to train all the residents that are coming up in family medicine, as well as pediatrics, and to have these specialized clinics to do something they knew nothing about. These doctors said, I have the money, so I'm just going to learn via others how to do these procedures, had no idea what they're doing, and they started training residents on something they knew nothing about.
Who are these people, Sloan? We got to know who these people are.
We've got Colby Dendy and Angie Mathai. Those are the two ghoul doctors at East Carolina University. Those doctors are running this clinic, the Pride Clinic, and as a matter of fact, they're proud of it, but it goes all the way up. See, the whole ECU health system was focused in on doing this. You've got the vice chair of the medical school and of ECU Health, Jason Higginson. He's in on these meetings, and he's right below the CEO. You've got the marketing people in on these meetings, and you've got the chairs of two different departments, Matthew Ledoux, who is in pediatrics, and a guy named Hobgood, who is in the it's really family medicine program. Those guys are in on it. They're not only in on it, Stu, they're damn excited about it. And in fact, we don't see in the notes any, very little training on autism. We've got the whole rotation that's being done in pediatrics, and we're seeing most of the lessons that these residents are getting are how to sterilize children.
Sterilize them, mutilate them. Change their sexes. We're putting these pictures up here. This is Sierra Buckman. She's the interim director of clinical trials office. And you know what? We're going to take this a step further. Here's her phone number, 252-744-3212. Put it up on the screen. Here's her email, buckmanc17 at ecu.edu. Here's the bearded guy, demon. Dr. Jason Higginson is the executive dean. And you know what? Here's his phone number, 252-744-2906. Higginson, H-I-G-G-I-N-S-O-N @ecu.edu. So last time that you were on the program, we exposed the program itself, and then these people went into hiding. Why do they go into hiding? Because they know what they're doing is wrong. They know what they're doing is criminal. They know what they're doing is demonic. And so they went into hiding. So now here we are to bring them out of hiding. The other one here is Dr. Jesse R. Peel, with the LGBTQ Center, East Carolina University. It's amazing. East Carolina University has an LGBTQ Center, main campus center, suite 209, and his number is 252-737-2514. And here's his email address, easy to remember, lgbt@ecu.edu. This is absolutely sick. So because of the program, that was That was citizen journalism. That was independent journalism. That was alternative media that did that. That was the voice of the people who's more powerful than these fake, phony, feckless, groomer-allowing, mutilation-enabling people that call themselves Republicans in the state of North Carolina with a veto-proof supermajority that refused to do anything about this. We can't count on these fake lizard things to do the bidding of the people. We can't. So we have to do it ourselves. And that's why we're providing this information, because these people need to hear from the people that are viewing this audience and all of you that share it exactly how it is that we feel about them torturing and mutilating and destroying the lives of innocent children.
Yes. And oh, by the way, while the taxpayer finances this and facilitates it, it's unbelievable. It's incredible that to know that a wealthy gay millionaire can come in and completely commandeer one of our two public medical schools and take over, get this, the second largest hospital system in North Carolina. Look, Stu, these clowns actually published a paper in January on how they can expand this sterilization program that they have going to every single rural county in North Carolina via telehealth. That's how they're doing it. That's how they want it to do. Now, in spite of our team exposing that, we've been on this particular story for 9 months. We haven't heard so much as a peep from several of the representatives who were actually in that county. Of course, behind the scenes we have, it doesn't matter if you cannot use your bully pulpit as a Republican here in North Carolina when we are ground zero for human rights abuses for children, what good are you?
The speaker there is Tim Moore, by the way. We'll put his contact information on the screen right here. There it is. You can reach Tim Moore, the speaker, at these phone numbers, email addresses. You know, we're going to put all of these links, all of these phone numbers, all of these emails and names at StuPeters.com, as well as everywhere else that the show is broadcast. But the entire story is, thanks to the reporting of Sloan at Education First Alliance, all of that reporting is online where, Sloan?
Well, that's at edfirstnc.org. We also have a pretty robust Facebook page, if you can get to it. Thank goodness they haven't taken us down yet. Also on Twitter. And so we are there. We're also in Substack in the event that we get shut down. And that's Education First Alliance NC. We are a national group. But again, this is ground zero to shut down the classroom to operating room pipeline. And I want to give everybody across America the blueprint for how we did it, how we came across this, because now, as you point out, we've nailed them from the clinic to the classroom. All of their plans are an open book. And I must say, thanks to George Cleveland, Representative George Cleveland from Onslow County, he reached out to ECU and said, we want to see those emails that Sloan Rockmuth wanted to procure from you. And because of him, we're able to get a look at how this is done, how this is planned, carried out, and covered up and executed.
So many Americans are apathetic and complacent. Well, there's nothing that I can do other than pray. There's nothing other than that I can do other than share this on social media, and I'll do my best to get this information out. We have to stop this. You are the example of what every American should be doing in order to protect our children right now. And now there's no excuses, because Sloan Rockmuth's blueprint, as she said, is being shared on all of those places, on her Facebook page, at Education First Alliance's webpage, on Substack, on Twitter. The blueprint is available. So in your state, 49 other states, why aren't you doing the same exact thing? There's no excuses anymore. We have to step up and do the one thing that we are commanded to do first, and that is to protect our children. Sloan, thank you for doing that, and thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. If you're struggling with swelling in your legs, ankles, or feet, you'll want to listen up. Maybe you're already drinking plenty of water. You've tried wearing the ugly compression socks. You've taken the ineffective water pills, and that's why still every day you look down and you see swollen, puffy, and deformed feet and ankles. Well, don't lose hope. New research shows that this common issue can easily be resolved by upping your intake of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are proven to improve circulation while lowering inflammation in the body. That means it encourages blood and fluid to move more freely while reducing swelling and pain. Now, most people think fish oil is the way to go with omega-3s, but that's wrong. According to studies, krill oil is far superior for a few reasons. One of those reasons is krill is harvested from the pristine Antarctic Ocean where there's virtually no pollution. For a limited time right now, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Go to the research and buy them now while you can, $23 a bottle at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. So for anyone even remotely paying attention to the news, you've likely caught glimpse of a clip or caught wind of stories regarding UFOs this week. For anyone that's endlessly looking for alien life that has visited our planet. Well, the reason for all of this news is this news story on website The Debrief by Leslie Keene and Ralph Blumenthal. Keene and Blumenthal, you might remember, is part of the team that 5.5 years ago broke the story in the New York Times that the Pentagon had secretly spent tens of millions of dollars on investigations into UFOs, and that allegedly those investigations had in fact resulted in the discovery of materials of non-human origin. Well, this story is different because now, in this news story, Keene and Blumenthal produce a whistleblower from within the defense intelligence community. This whistleblower called David Charles Grush claims that the intelligence community has in fact engaged in this long-running cover-up of the discovery of both intact and partially intact aircraft of non-human origin. In other words, extraterrestrial UFOs. In Grush's words, these craft are, quote, of exotic non-human origin based on the vehicle morphologies and material science testing and the possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. In other words, what Grush is saying is, we've looked at what these aircraft are made of, and we know that no human being was able to create it. According to Grush, this cover-up is far-reaching. He says that defense contractors have gained access to these UFO materials. He says that foreign countries have made their own discoveries of alien aircraft. He says that the first discoveries happened right around the end of World War II, and that ever since there's been this 80-year arms race to understand this alien technology and how it works and to reverse engineer our own technologies from it. In a follow-up interview with News Nation, Grush claims that our intelligence community hasn't just found alien aircraft, but also dead alien pilots. News reports have emphasized that Grush is more credible than previous whistleblowers because of his background. Grush is an Afghan combat veteran who served directly on the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force set up by the military to investigate UFO sightings. Colleagues whom The Debrief spoke with all praised Grush. So with all of that wind up, is that it? Case closed? Aliens exist? Not so fast. You know how we are on this program. We always try to look past the surface level of the news, and nothing looks right here. First off, let's just state the obvious. There's still no actual evidence of anything that Grush is alleging. Not only are there no samples of unusual space material, but there's no photos. There's no descriptions of what the materials look like. There's no specifics on where the materials were found or where they're being hidden at now. It's basically incredibly vague allegations of some big cover-up. And yet, Grush is also claiming to have all of this knowledge of entire aircraft and aliens being found. And so, if he knows that much, why are the details so sparse? This also just fits way too neatly into the conventional UFO narrative that has existed since World War II. Oh, wow. Aliens showed up in the 1940s. We found their craft and the aliens inside of them. And then they've remained perfectly hidden ever since while we work on secret technologies. Meanwhile, in every other aspect of American life, our defense and intelligence apparatuses spring leaks constantly. When the CIA spies on China or our military intelligence backs up Ukraine, they're grossly incompetent. But on this one thing, they're perfectly competent for nearly an entire century? It also has to be said, there's a lot of people who are obsessed with UFOs. They really want to believe badly. They'll jump at any evidence, however sparse, and then make wild inferences from it. That's how they've always been. And it's no stretch at all to think that some of these UFO obsessives have risen up into the government. But there's another aspect to this story as well that we should probably consider. Could it be a calculated distraction? If it is, it's absolutely succeeding. Millions of people are being distracted. Tucker Carlson made the first installment of his Twitter program, and it was a huge hit. About 100 million people viewed that post. The first half of that 10-minute monologue was about critical real-world issues like the war in Ukraine and the mystery of who blew up the dam there. But then in the second half, it was him spiraling off into talking about this UFO news. Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire is buying the UFO story hook, line, and sinker. Quote, at this point, the only reason to discount these reports is your own preconceived belief that aliens can't exist. The evidence is really overwhelming now. Unquote. Well, no, the evidence is not really overwhelming because we still have literally no evidence. One of the only other big public skeptics right now is Darren Beatty of Revolver News. You know him as the one who helped blow up the entire lie about January 6th. And he sees another disinformation operation going on here as well. On Twitter, Darren said this, quote, there's an op going on with the UFO stuff. It's just not clear what that is. Why do all of these intel and defense officials all of a sudden want us to think about this? Could be simultaneously true that it's real and there's an ulterior reason that they're promoting this now, unquote. One theory, maybe the United States is doing all of this to intimidate China and make them think that while we look economically and militarily weaker than ever, that secretly we're packing alien technology that could turn the tide on any war that breaks out. Or maybe the military just wants what it always wants, more money to dump into more bottomless pits. $800 billion a year just isn't enough. Darren Beatty joins us now to try to make more sense of this whole story. Darren, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So if so-called federal whistleblowers are leaking highly classified information, wouldn't they be at the very top of the list to be arrested and charged with crimes similar to the crimes of espionage the DOJ is planning to charge Trump with?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea is ridiculous. If you see this particular video, I mean, this is a subjective consideration, but in my opinion, the person's body language looked deceptive. This didn't look like someone actually coming out to presumably risk his life to reveal this ultra hidden secret that existed at classification levels, you know, beyond comprehension. And they get this like relatively low level, like 36-year-old guy to, you know, say, hey, I heard about all this stuff. I can't show you any evidence. He didn't look, you know, this stuff just doesn't happen in America. You don't have real whistleblowers in America. You have certain examples like whistleblowers in January 6th and such, and they get far worse treatment than this guy. You know, that's an interesting juxtaposition now that I think of it. There is one FBI agent who had his security clearance stripped for sharing a Revolver News article on January 6th. And now he's being further punished. And we recently learned of other whistleblowers. And so not to diminish what they're doing, it's deeply important, but for something on the level of like what that secret would be of the UFOs and extraterrestrials and the cover-up, the idea that somebody like that just comes forward and says, oh, by the way, guys, here it is, and that's that, it doesn't happen. I mean, we all know, we don't need to say it, there are very dark secrets in America's history, and people don't like that. Don't dare talk about it. So there's something else going on here. There's some ulterior motive. It's like simultaneous to the fact that every government agency is going out of its way on its own and through private sector cutouts to censor discussion of basically every so-called conspiracy theory. But this particular theory that for whatever reason they want us to think about, it's like I can imagine this weird development in which the conspiracy theorists are the ones who don't believe in the aliens, ironically enough, from the government's perspective. So it's very weird. And, you know, I have an open mind. I'm not, you know, in principle closed off to the existence of extraterrestrial life, or that, you know, some of the sightings reported over the course of history may have been that. But as for these particular claims, I think we need to look at, you know, what the actual motive is. There's a reason they're injecting this into our consciousness and our conversation right now. And I hypothesize some of those possible reasons. It's, you know, it's an intimidation angle to suggest to the Chinese that, hey, we're really saving our big weapons here. You know, what you've seen us deploy on these, you know, kind of Middle Eastern sandbox theaters, we've got much bigger stuff that we can deploy if and when it's necessary to, you know, liberate gay rights in Taiwan, which looks like that's going to be our next big war, is to liberate the bisexual semiconductors in Taiwan. So it could be an intimidation factor to the Chinese. It could be something even more pathetic. In fact, there was an article, I'm blanking on the source, but I'll send it to you after the program, and maybe you can put it up for your viewers. It's a very sophisticated piece making the case that a lot of these sightings as of late are actually of possibly Chinese or Russian origin, and these are drones designed specifically to test the capabilities of certain aircraft that we have. And so they make something look weird in the sky in order to entice, you know, our fighter pilots to go up and poke around and our systems to go poke around. And in turn, they're capturing the capabilities of these systems. And that, in fact, a lot of these drones don't look the way we think they look. They are actually quite exotic and unconventional. And that could be an element of it. And we're just embarrassed that, you know, Chinese and possibly Russian drones have been violating our airspace, and the UFO stuff is a less embarrassing cover story. So there are a lot of possibilities here. Another one, of course, just get people scared about the possibility of an invasion and therefore indirectly justify enhanced Pentagon budgets for various programs. And, you know, whether or not this part is intentional, it's an interesting angle to it, which shows that, you know, we're in such a state of kind of epistemic rupture, I guess you could say, that the government coming out and basically saying this is real isn't enough to convince people, which is an interesting position to be in terms of the government's relation to the people. Because back when there was more trust in the government and there's more sense of legitimacy, say in, you know, the 70s, even maybe even up to the 80s or 90s, is there's always this idea that, oh, the UFO stuff is a conspiracy. It's not like the government has come out and said it, as though that would have some kind of authoritative impact. But it's interesting to note that in this day and age, due to a succession of proven major lies on the part of the government on major issues that affect all of our lives, including COVID, which you've talked about so impactfully, there's just zero trust, to the point that even if the government coming out and basically saying it, we don't believe it. And I bet, you know, again, to entertain an irony, if the aliens are actually real and they land on the White House lawn, the American people are so distrustful, so skeptical, so contemptuous of their government, I think a good section of the population will say this is a staged event by the government. They're like, that's how little trust there is. And so it's an interesting time from standpoint of, you know, having any kind of underlying consensus as to what the truth is.
Yeah, getting a bigger budget to send endless dollars to Ukraine, or you could even go so extreme as, hey, prepare for this alien invasion. And then when the missiles start getting launched and the weapons start firing from supposed aliens, it's really not aliens at all, but it's your own government, because we do live under the empire of lies, which is a murderous regime. You mentioned COVID-19 that we talked about, you know, ad nauseum for the last 2 years. Nurse whistleblowers would come forward. They would get fired from their jobs. OBGYN whistleblowers would come forward, like in Died Suddenly, Dr. James Thorpe, and they discredit. They do everything that they can to go out of their way to say, this guy's not qualified to talk about pregnancies and risk. And they trash these whistleblowers constantly. But here we have an anonymous whistleblower leaking classified information, not being treated like the Massachusetts Air National Guardman, for example. And since none of that is happening, it only makes sense that this is a carefully curated information leak being perpetuated by the federal government to mislead the American people.
I think that's the best explanation at this point, for sure.
I've got to think that Tucker is a smart guy. And I would think that Tucker Carlson would understand this, but he's reporting on the Washington Post claims that Ukraine and not the CIA are responsible for bombing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And now he's just like completely uncritically reporting as fact these claims from this anonymous whistleblower that our federal government has discovered UFOs created by alien life forms. Is he in on this Fed Gov con job?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's also kind of a generational thing, because this was, you know, for a long time in the country's history, it was something that, you know, maybe it's not as dangerous as some of the other things, but it was definitely something that if you talked about, you would be subject to some of the elements of kind of social censure, professional censure that are now attendant to speaking openly about other things. And so I think that for a lot of people, it is definitely something that has been sort of one of these paradigmatic conspiracy theories in relation to the government, kind of like the JFK thing as well. And so it's definitely a fascinating thing that you have people coming out and talking about it in this way. But again, I think we need to look to ulterior motives. And in fact, one documentary film that is one of the most fascinating documentaries I've seen probably in the last 10 years, maybe ever, really just shows you how many layers there are to this. It's called Mirage Men. And I highly recommend it. And basically, Mirage Men chronicles an agent of the government whose job it was to conduct psychological operations in relation to UFOs. And basically, he was one of the guys in charge of infiltrating all of these UFO groups and handing people information, likely disinformation, incomplete information. In one case, they had an operation to drive this guy, this particular researcher they wanted to discredit. They drove him crazy by creating multiple identities and having those identities kind of tailored to his specific eccentricities and vulnerabilities. It's really interesting. And then at the end of the documentary, this guy who's, you know, fessing up to an entire professional history of misleading UFO researchers, at the very end of it, he says, "Oh, by the way, I was misleading these people, but it's also true." And he says it in a way that, remarkably, given the fact that he admits to having lied the whole documentary, it leaves you in a state of ambiguity as to whether he's telling the truth. So it gives you a sense there are multiple angles here. And I think the interesting thing on more of a theoretical basis is the government is simply not in a position to reveal important truths now because the public completely lacks trust. So it's kind of interesting to think, even if the government wanted to release an important secret, they wouldn't really be able to do that because nobody would believe them.
Yeah. I don't believe anything that NASA tells us. I mean, I'm not saying I think that the Earth is flat like so many people accuse me of on Twitter, these people with blue check marks. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I don't believe that extraterrestrial life doesn't exist. I'm just saying I don't believe it. You're going to have to prove it. I don't believe anything that you're saying, and I certainly don't believe that this whistleblower is authentic. I cannot believe that somebody could come out saying all of those things.
The whistleblower is clearly bogus. I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah,
for sure.
A false flag or a psyop, as they call it, right? We're certainly being distracted away from something and certainly encouraged to accept more spending everywhere that the government wants, because we really have to get to the bottom of this. We trust the government to do that. You've done great work, by the way, on January 6th. Thank you so much for Revolver and everything that you have done on that, and for weighing in on everything and being here today, Darren Beatty. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing, lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So, do you want to avoid getting churned up by the Great Replacement? Well, then one of the most important things that you can do is make sure that you get enough magnesium in your diet. It improves your bones, it improves your sleep, it improves your overall health in just too many ways to count. And most people are simply just not getting enough of it. But because you watch this program, you have no excuse to be one of those people. Wade Lightheart is a three-time natural bodybuilding champion and co-founder of Bioptimizers. That company produces Magnesium Breakthrough. You've heard us talk about this on the program ad nauseum. You can find more on them at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. I'm personally on the product. This is something that I believe in. And after personally going to the doctor for a routine checkup, seeing a cardiologist that I trust to make sure that I'm not clotting from all of this shedding, this is one of the products that my cardiologist said, hey, are you getting enough magnesium? By the way, your blood work came back. Looks like it's a little bit low. Are you supplementing it? Because your body does not naturally produce this. We get this from our diets. Well, when you look at the overtaking of fertilizers and you look at the introduction of GMOs in our food process, like packaged plant-made meat, you're just not getting enough magnesium. So again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use the promo code StuPeters10, that's StuPeters10. Wade Lightheart joins us now. Wade, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. That's not a joke. My cardiologist actually put your pill bottle on the counter and said, I recommend this Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's been exciting. And there's been a lot of cardiologists that have been doing the same thing simply because it's an important part of heart function as well as cellular regulation. And so anyone that's exposed to a lot of EMF radiation is going to require more magnesium in your diet. And of course, we can't get it out of our soil in North America.
Yeah. So you have to supplement this stuff. Your body doesn't just produce this. It's not like supplementing, you know, another thing that your body naturally produces as you get older, like testosterone, for example. But magnesium does help with the production of testosterone as well, doesn't it?
It's involved in over 300 different processes in the body. In other words, it amplifies just about every function that you can imagine, from blood sugar, heart regulation. It's a vasodilator, opens up the blood flow to your brain so that you think better. It regulates your sleep, allows you to calm down and manage stress much better. Just a few of the things that magnesium does.
Which is probably why my doc recommended that I take them in the evening time. He said, with your evening meal, try to avoid taking them in the morning because he said that's when you get the most saturation of the magnesium is while you're sleeping. And he goes, and you'll notice that it'll improve your REM sleep. You'll actually feel more rested. You'll fall asleep quicker. And, you know, Americans are having a hard time sleeping. I can't imagine why there's more stress and anxiety in anybody's life in current times, but magnesium also helps with that. Why are Americans using these magnesium supplements that turn into a laxative. They just don't know about magnesium breakthrough. I mean, because he specifically held your product up and said, this is the one that you want to take because the other ones will, you know, make you go to the bathroom far too much.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you go into the supermarket or you go to your nutrition store or online, you'll see all these different types of magnesium. It's usually magnesium something 8. And what that means, that's the bond that attaches to the magnesium molecule. Now, the thing is depending on the size of that bond depends where it's going to be delivered in your body. So the thing is a single type of magnesium is only going to be good for some parts of the body, but not all parts of the body. So what we did is we went with our lab team and figured out how to add 7 of the most potent magnesiums on the market, put them all in one formula so that you get to magnesium on every single part of the body that you require it.
Amazing. Again, that website, magbreakthrough.com, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And you get discounts and shipping, discounts or free shipping, whatever it is, promo code StuPeters10. StuPeters10, 10% off, and I believe free shipping at magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. For your product, thank you so much, and for everything that you're doing for Americans to help them, we really appreciate it. Wade Lightheart, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Well, there are, of course, a plethora of demonically inspired evil things that our government does and that our criminal, bought and paid for, BlackRock aligned, Vanguard funded, Pfizer funded media have lied to you for decades to try to snatch away the future of our children, the people that we love the most, the people that we are charged with protecting. But one of the most insidious ways that they do that is by lying to you about your own retirement, about your own investments. Which, of course, we work hard every single day, Monday through Friday, here on this program, 27 employees of the Stu Peters Network. You in your office, your cubicle, stay-at-home mom, whatever it is that you're doing, we work hard to protect our children and provide for them so that when we are gone, they have a life that's more financially secure than what we had. So you've been told that you have control of your 401k. Spoiler alert, how many recent retirees can say that they're having a great time accessing the money that they've worked so hard to save? I bet none of you. How many of you have talked to your financial advisor? And is your financial advisor able to even tell you where your investments lie? Where is your portfolio? Are you investing in Pfizer? Are you helping to fund our own demise? You don't know the answers to those questions, and likely neither does your communist financial advisor. And why am I calling them communist? Well, because they're controlled by the edicts of Wall Street. Wall Street is dictated to by the illegitimate installed pedophile Joe Biden and the White House. This illegitimate regime. And then, of course, that family, the Biden crime family, is more sold out to the CCP than any other family in human history. So China is controlling your investments. Prove me wrong. Well, one way to get around that is by using an independent fiduciary. The one that we love is Carlos Cortez, who joins us now, Cortez Wealth Management. It's been a while since you've been here. We always love having you. But isn't that true that we've just been lied to and propagandized and gaslit into believing that we have control over our own financial destiny? And in fact, We don't in so many cases as a result of these heavily advertised big banks and financial firms.
You nail it right on the head, my friend. You couldn't have said it any better. And yes, 401ks, I encourage all of our listeners, and we just did a podcast on this on the Scriptures on Wall Street last night. It'll air today. But I will say that your 401k you don't own. And as a matter of fact, Slippin' Joe, I would say, is wanting to have the ability to put this Luciferian ESG garbage in all of 401ks. And all ESG is the woke agenda, it's the left agenda, it's the Green New Deal, it's, you know, chopping off your you-know-whats and calling you a woman. Those type of assets and those type of agenda is now being supported by 401ks across the board. This is what they want to do. And so my job and my calling is to bring light into the situation. Make sure that you can unlock your 401k. We have the strategies to do it. So unlock your 401k and make sure that your investments are aligned with your beliefs and that you're not supporting this woke agenda. When's the last time you've asked? When's the last time you've asked what your mission statement is with your financial advisor?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Call your financial advisor and say, hey, what is my mission statement?
Yeah. Where are your morals? Where are your values? What is your faith? These are questions that you should be able to ask the person that's charged with the responsibility of protecting the financial future of your children. I mean, it only makes sense that you invest with somebody who is like-minded. And that's not just lip service either from Carlos Cortez. And I can say that emphatically and factually because wherever I go, whether it is at a public appearance or whether it is in my email inbox or any kind of contact that I have with viewers of this program, one of the things that they mention most frequently is thank you for introducing us to Carlos Cortez. So he certainly is taking care of everybody, and we appreciate you for that. We are out of time for this segment, obviously, but we want to make sure that everybody goes and books that appointment with you. CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, or you can call the guy in the office. He's not pretentious. He'll answer the phone. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Out of time for today as well. Well, we will return right here in the same place. That's our new place. Well, our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern. By the way, speaking of new places, we are now on Roku. We are now on Apple TV. We are now on Fire Stick, along with already on DirecTV and Dish Network. Of course, Rumble, the Stu Peters Network, and of course, always at StuPeters.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RealStuPeters as well. 8 p.m. Eastern is our new time. We will see you at that time tomorrow in this same place and all of our other new places. Until then, God bless you.